Well, today we are talking to Francois Thiat, a snake and reptile professional researcher, snake catcher, reptile catcher, with us here today on our radio station. Francois, it's nice to have you with us.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here. As per usual, I tend to enjoy speaking to the people of Namibia.
Francois, when did you start getting interested in snakes? In other words, where did it all begin?
Well, basically my interest started way back 10 years ago, actually. It started, and pretty much what kicked the entire thing off was I realized that no one was doing anything for snake or reptile conservation in general in Namibia. So I decided to give it a crack to see whether I would actually make a difference. And from that point on in, that is basically where everything started and when I started removing or teaching myself how to work with snakes.
Your Facebook website, Snakes of Namibia.
So basically Snakes of Namibia started three years ago. We started Snakes of Namibia as an educational platform whereby people can join the group on Facebook, post pictures, we will identify the snakes and give them advice on how to keep them away and all that kind of thing. So this is basically what we've been working on for the past 3 years, and it's been successful. I mean, when we look at it, it is the biggest, it is one of the biggest groups on Facebook in Namibia, whereby all of the people just join. It's absolutely fantastic, making a difference.
So it's basically an educational site. Yes. Over and above that, it is an informative site.
Yes, that is exactly right.
In general, Francois, how can I tell if a snake is dangerous or not?
Well, it's quite difficult because you do tend to get quite a few snakes that look harmless but that are dangerous. But a few pointers that I can point out. So any snake that basically lifts up its head and spreads a hood, i.e. a cobra or anything to that extent, that is usually your dangerous snakes. So any snake that lifts its head, spreads a hood, should be avoided. And then when you look at any snake which is short and stocky or short and fat snake, triangular shaped head, those are usually your puffeters. But you do tend to get a lot of snakes like the boom slung that do not tend to look dangerous, or like the stiletto snake that looks like a blind snake and that many people pick up. So it's very difficult to physically look at a snake and say whether it is dangerous or not dangerous. But there are a few tips. As I mentioned, any snake that is short and fat, triangular shaped head, that is most definitely either a puffader or horned adder or anything to that extent. And then pretty much any snake that rears its head off the ground, spreads a hood, much like a cobra, those are the ones that you should tend to avoid.
Are all snakes in Namibia venomous?
Well, of the 81 species of snakes we tend to find in Namibia, around about 14 are considered to be venomous. And out of those 14 snakes, around about 11 have caused human fatalities in the past. So not each and every snake we tend to find in Namibia is basically dangerous.
Can you identify a snake accurately by its color or by the shape of its head?
You can to a certain extent. If you look at the shape of a head, for example, when you're looking at puff adders, they do have that triangular shaped head, which is very distinctive from any other snake. By looking at color and the physical characteristics, indeed, you can ID certain species. For example, if you see a large green snake, it's probably one of the worm, well, it is probably a worm snake. So when you're looking at color and physical characteristics, that already helps you to narrow it down to certain species of snakes.
What attracts snakes into the yard or house?
Well, basically, I think what we've found out over the past 2 years when we've been actually looking into human-snake conflict specifically was with the drought we've been having, a lot of the snakes' prey items started to move out of the bush to where people stay. There was food, there was water. And this was what mainly attracted the snakes to residential areas in winter. So specifically, where there's going to be a source of food and where there's going to be a source of water, there might be snakes.
How do I snake-proof my house?
Well, let's start off with a very common myth. And many people do tend to believe that there's something like a snake repellent. Now, over the course of the last couple of years, we've also been testing out some of these so-called repellents, and we've been specifically looking at brands that you can buy at Agra, anything to that extent, and what we found is that snake repellents are not effective. Now, in order to snake-proof your house, it's going to be fairly easy. If there's any branches from the bush or from the neighbors hanging over, firstly, cut those off, or if there's any building materials or any garden refuse lying around, remove that immediately, because that is what attracts the rodents and stuff to your garden. So if you take away all of the hiding spots, if you take away any sources of food for rodents, then you should snake proof your garden. Also any holes, for example, the drainage holes for the water, if you could just use chicken mesh, roll it up, shove it into the holes, that will give you a great chance that no snakes can come in from the bush. So just keep it neat, clean and tidy. That's it.
I have a snake in my house. What should I do?
Well, firstly, I think it's very important not to try and kill it or catch it yourself. Look, at the end of the day, you might just put yourself in danger. Either you're going to hurt the snake or the snake can hurt you. So it's always the best bet by simply just keeping an eye on it. Just call someone that can safely remove it, and you should be fine.
I found a snake in my backyard. Can I keep it? May I keep snakes as pets?
Well, snakes in Namibia are protected by the Nature Conservation Ordinance. So specifically, I don't think that anyone is allowed to keep reptiles without a special permit. And it is certainly not something we want to encourage, because especially when it's a venomous snake and something goes wrong, it's going to be a major issue. So I would advise rather not to keep any snakes as pets. It is against the law in Namibia. And if it is something venomous, you can certainly put your life at risk.
If I get bitten by a snake, what should I do?
Well, this mainly depends where you've been bitten and what snake bit you. So typically what we always tell people is, as soon as you've been bitten by a snake, the most important thing is not to waste any time. So if you have a snake bite in Windhoek, immediately get into your car and drive to the hospital. Don't waste time or anything to that extent. And I would also say recommend the best hospital, probably in Namibia, and that is fully equipped dealing with snake bites, Roman Catholic. So if you have been bitten by, let's say, a spitting cobra, the thing is you should not do is, firstly, you should not put on a bandage or anything. Leave it as is. Elevate the limb. If you have been bitten by a black mamba or any one of the non-spitting cobras, you should apply a pressure bandage. It should be around about as tight for a sprained ankle. Transport the victim to hospital. If he stops breathing, it is critical to breathe for the person. So it all depends on what snake bit you. And there is a specific first aid treatment for your spitting cobras and your adders, and for your mambas and your Cape cobras.
When are snakes most active?
So snakes are mostly active, especially at the start of spring, is typically when they start to move around. So around about from August is when we typically get call outs. And then usually activity increases around about from December, January, which is when we get our good rains as well. So snakes are mostly active, say, summer months. Round about anywhere from August up to May is typically when you will see snakes moving around, probably foraging for food and looking for a nice cool spot to settle down in.
Who should I contact if I have a snake at my home?
Well, we have a contact list of people you can phone if there is a snake in your garden, i.e. in Otjiwarongo, Grootfontein, Tumek, wherever. And typically in Windhoek, if you do have any snake problems, you're more than welcome to contact me anytime. My cell phone is with me 24 hours and I will always answer it.
Finally, what is your favorite snake and why?
Favorite snake? Oh, tough one. My favorite snake would be possibly the black mamba. I mean, it is just such an impressive snake. They're absolutely massive. They have this weird reputation about them of being extremely aggressive. But all in all, it's just such a beautiful snake. And if I had to choose between all of the snakes in the world, I would probably say black mamba is on top of my list.
Well, Francois Tiat, who is our snake expert, if I can say that. Also, don't forget to go to Facebook and go and check out Snakes of Namibia. Francois is also one of the administrators on that particular website, and the list of the phone numbers are also available on that website. Francois, just for our listeners, can you perhaps give us your cell phone number?
So my cell phone number would be 081-2900-343.
Can we just repeat that one more time?
081-2900-343.
Francois Tiat, thank you for being on our radio show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.